so elected. wrong one. Thank you. We'll keep our borders straight. Call the meeting to order. Thank you for coming. The Board of Adjustments minutes. First, before we need to determine a quorum, would you please state your name as we go around the circle, and so we'll know who is here and who is not here.
Steve Gould.
Cindy Neverdowski.
Michael Caldwell.
Michael Chandler.
Mike Barron is absent due to illness. Okay. The minutes from the January 20th meeting, you've all received those by email, right,
yes.
Tommy?
Yes, ma'am.
We've all received it. Do you see any edits, any changes, any modifications of those? Okay, then that will be a file for approval. Isn't that right? We do not have to vote on that.
Right.
I did go to my parliamentary procedure class this last year. Well, when you're a member of the Women's Club in Fort Worth, you have to do that. Okay. We have before us, Tony, do you want to introduce or talk or whatever? The public hearing is to consider a request for a variance to section 14.06.016G4B of the zoning ordinance for reduction of landscaping requirements adjacent to the Interstate 20 right-of-way in the commercial 20 overlay district on 1.52 acres. Isaac Headley Survey, abstract number 619, City of Willow Park, Parker County, Texas. I'll now open it up for a hearing, and Tony, if you need to say anything before they come up and speak.
This is for Parker County Brewing for the variance of reducing the right-of-way landscaping from 5 feet, from 30 feet to 5 feet. So I'm going to open the public hearing.
Is there anyone that would like to speak on behalf of this
variance? Yeah, I will.
Come up and stand.
Sure.
Please state your name.
This is public hearing, so it's not this is just for open hearing. So you'll have a moment to speak for you.
Okay.
If you're doing that. Okay.
All right. Do I need to introduce myself? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't know what
yes.
it was. Okay.
Yes.
My name is Ryan Stewart. I'm the owner of Parker County Brewing Company, and I'm just here to tell you how excited I am to be expanding, building a new location to better serve the community and provide a place to for everyone to gather and have a good time.
Thank you.
Good
to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak on behalf of or opposed to this?
Just for open hearing.
Just for open hearing. All right, then I'll close that. And then if we can now have discussion. Is there anybody from the...
They're all here from Parker County Brewing Company.
That would like to speak and tell us what you're doing, why you're doing it. And help. We've gotten your packet, but
right.
I'd rather hear it from y'all.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Walk up and walk and go.
But, my name's Reese Flanagan, civil engineer on the project. So the idea is with the landscape buffer, we are going to, the property is adjacent to the river, adjacent to the floodplain. We're going to use a lot of the area in the back that we can't put structures in for the amenity, for the landscape. Live music, areas for people to hang out, eat, drink. We have provided a landscape plan to kind of compensate for that. I think the best way to think of it is, instead of putting landscape in the front, we're putting in the back. We utilize the river, utilize that area. We have kind of overcompensated with the size of plants and some of the shrubbery that we are putting up along the front. It's important to note that our property sits about 30 feet back from the pavement in the I-20 service road right now. So we're not right up on it. While we're asking for a reduction from 30 to 5, the proposed pavement will still be about 35 feet from the TxDOT pavement today, if that makes sense. But ultimately, we're here to just answer any questions.
I need to ask a question.
Yes, ma'am.
When you say TxDOT pavement, you know, we have different kinds of pavement here in Willow Park.
Sure. The I-20 service road pavement is about 30 feet from the property line today. Just so everyone understands, there is about 30 foot of green space that exists right now.
So basically what you're saying is from the edge of the existing asphalt to the existing power lines is about 30 feet.
Yes, sir. That would be correct. Yep. Okay. But other than that, we're just here to answer any questions. We're obviously excited about the project. We think that the landscape plan we put together, you know, still meets the city's requirements while asking for one variance as far as just where we're placing pavement for the building in relation to the properties.
Do you have any questions?
Yes, I got one.
Yes,
I got to ask you now. You're also proposing or looking at trying to get a turning slash deceleration lane. Is that correct?
Yes,
so I can understand it's not going to affect, from what it says in your little packet, it says it's not going to affect the 5 foot variance request that you're looking for.
Yes, sir.
But what are you going to put in for safety?
So there will be a right turn lane with the TxDOT plans to help cars slow down and turn into the site. As far as safety goes, I think that we are still 30 feet back from that pavement. There will be some type of landscape screening between the pavement and the property line. But in general, I guess I don't know what else we could put in there.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is because you got elevation differences versus your parking lot versus what's going to be coming in, you know, the
yes,
state road and everything. So you have multiple businesses that are around there, and you got somebody that is actually parking within so many feet instead of a 30 feet safety buffer.
Sure.
That landscape buffer is actually also a safety buffer. So that's the reason why I'm asking, is there going to be any kind of railing? Is there anything going to be there? Because once you put a deceleration lane in or a turning lane, mm-hmm. as people, you know, are coming in there, everybody comes in NASCAR fast.
Sure.
And when you're coming out, people get mad, certain things happen. And I'm just asking, on a safety perspective, mm-hmm. if there's anything there or going to be anything there to possibly protect anybody that's down below, because that's like what, I'm just guessing and looking at it, what, maybe about a 9 foot elevation difference?
There is a steep fall off the pavement. Part of our construction will be, we're gonna have to bring in dirt to some extent. We will not be able to fall off as steep as it is today,
yes,
just simply because the driveway would be too steep, fire trucks wouldn't be able to get in and get out. So I don't think the grades will be as steep as what you'll see today. I think our initial response would be we don't foresee it being a safety issue. I think if there is something the board would like to you know, recommend, I don't think Brian would be against that in any way. As far as
I would look into it more with TxDOT on that. The only reason why I say that, I work for Parker County, and I see a lot of things out of the ordinary happening.
Sure, right.
And something out of the ordinary is somebody coming in hot, missing the turn, ended up in your parking lot on top of some little vehicles.
Right, and I think from a we would be open to kind of enhancing the landscaping that we are doing within that 5 foot area. You know, I don't know if that's a small screening wall or something to kind of help separate it. I guess I don't really know if the distance would help.
Okay, but you're working with TxDOT on a
yes,
turn,
right? We are working with TxDOT. TxDOT, we've had a conference call with TxDOT. We're actively talking to them, so they're very
aware. So asking about a safety guard, safety rail. It don't matter if it's cable fence.
And that would, and so you're thinking just along the decel lane there?
That's what you need. I mean, just anything to kind of divert it a little bit. Anything helps.
Sure.
Because, you know, you don't, it's always about everybody's sake.
Understood. Absolutely.
Okay, Michael, maybe you can help with this also. And this is not, well, this is kind of part of it. So you're requesting from TxDOT a turning lane to get in there.
Yes, ma'am.
But, Michael, what's going on with Kingsgate up here where we're all going to get hit? Is that going to be a turning lane? And if you're denied because of Kingsgate, which has much more traffic than you're going to have, if you're denied that, then where's your entrance going to be?
So we had a conference call with TxDOT, and we've spoke to them about this already.
I know this isn't part, but I want
to... Oh, totally. No, I agree. And we actually, I think, pulled back our initial request to even come here before speaking with TxDOT, right, because we knew that was a huge deal. And so... Right now, TxDOT is in support of where we place the driveway in relation to the improvements that's happening at Kingsgate. That's kind of the best answer I've got for you. They're fully aware, and they have no objections.
What is the distance from Kingsgate to your driveway?
It is. Do we have a number?
It's 360.
360.
I know it's a substantial
difference. It was a specific number. It was 360.
There's more than enough room for a turn lane. There's from Gates Gate.
Well, and TxDOT was in support of basically making that entire area a turn lane. Since it is 360 feet, there's no need to have a dead space between Kingsgate and that.
Yes.
Exactly. They would like to see a turn lane the whole way.
All so 45 or 50 right there?
It's 50 45. Through there.
No, it's 45.
I think it is 45 because I called
it's
it out as 40.
It's posted right there at the bridge in front of Bellstone.
I called it out as 40.
That's 50 miles.
Yeah, that was during the when they had construction going on.
Oh, there's still a sign there. I thought it was always.
Oh, they haven't picked it up yet, but it's 50.
Whatever it is, we did speak with them, and they made sure that they pulled up their, I guess, whatever software they have and confirmed.
So you're within the 360 feet allows for the deceleration lane.
It does.
For TxDOT standard.
Yeah, because that property there, or the area there looks really good for that. And I was just, I wanted to bring up the safety of the elevation.
Sure.
And then the people being down below because, they're just, the way where they go is it's not going to violate everything that you're doing. It's just, I'm asking kind of safety for the people.
Well, and, whether it's a guardrail, whether it's. Maybe it's even curving some of that right turn lane. Who knows? Something to help stop those cars from having the freedom to continue to ride. I totally understand.
Oh, okay. Just because of the reduction of the buffer. I mean, it's like I said, technically that 30 foot is actually a safety buffer.
Sure.
Y'all may not have seen it right before Christmas. 18 wheeler right there in front of the hospital decides to bail off in the trees. And he went 60 feet into everything.
What?
So,
what is the percent of fall allowed for the fire department? 6%?
It's either 6 or 8. We're at either 6 or 8. I think we're at 6.
So how much are you raising that site?
So the final grading of the site's kind of complicated. We're coming down as quick as we can, 6% for the drive, 4% for the fire trucks, cross slope down. Parking stalls are relatively flat. The building itself, and the architecture team might want to speak to this a little bit, but the building will kind of be elevated out over the floodplain to some extent. Obviously, you have a single flat elevation. The grade's going to keep falling. That's kind of part of the appearance, I guess.
Well,
we'd say.
The reason I ask is if you're at 6% now or 8% now, and you add a deceleration lane in there that makes that 12-foot wider, and all of a sudden your 30-foot buffer goes to 18-foot,
sure.
All of a sudden now your 4 or 5 foot elevation change doesn't work.
So right now we're 30 foot off the current asphalt pavement. Mm-hmm. We're utilizing some of that shoulder. So we're only expanding the asphalt pavement by about 3 to 5 feet. So in reality, I guess you could say we're 25 feet back. The property line's 25 feet back from where the future turn lane is going to be, and still another 5 feet from that property line.
Okay.
But I totally hear you. The grading will be not so. Sure.
Now this is another off question. There's a big tree back there. It says you're going to remove it. You've gotten permission to do that yet?
Not yet, and I don't know if it's for sure that tree gets removed.
Okay, because we're going to have people really upset about removing it.
We're actually building around that tree and making it a focal point.
Well,
of
that
our,
would be great.
Our
but
design.
Say, we,
so, yeah, he was supposed to take that note off of his plans.
Just a civil engineer killing trees.
Well, we've had trees cut down along the access road, and we've had a lot of hula about it.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I don't want to hear about that.
The trees are an integral part of our aesthetic in the back.
So.
It provides shade and also just the connection to the green space.
Another question that I have, how far back are you going to go back to the creek, and how far back is that going to go? Because I know you're going to have to... Because that creek is a mess right now.
Yeah.
Well, the variance will affect that. The decision today will affect how far back it goes. So we're kind of waiting for those kind of decisions to be made before the.
Are there any walls going to be built back there? Is the decision today going to be
retaining walls
now?
or
there will be there will be some flat areas and some retaining walls that will have to be built in order to make patio areas back there. We did an exhibit whenever we talked to staff. We kind of showed the site, an example of the site from property line to floodway and then floodplain, And if you consider those sort of unbuildable, and then you overlay this 30-foot landscaping setback on it, really only about 25% of the site is buildable at that point. So it's really it is a hardship. It's almost an unusable site at that point. Yes. And there's something like 8 feet of fall across the swath where our building sits. We did dozens of site layouts for this site, and this really is. This is the best that it's going to get. And so, essentially, to save the natural beauty on the backside of this building, we have to pull that building as far to the west and as far to the south as we possibly can. So that's why we're here.
What elevation do you have to be at in order to get above the floodplain?
So
how much buildup?
Our building will sit. So we're essentially sitting at grade where the building sits.
Yes, sir.
And so that portion, which is where the brewery and the brewing equipment will sit, that's slab on grade. So we're only like 8 inches above grade at that point. And then in this northeast corner, we've got more than 8 feet of space between and below our structure, so we're actually doing a sort of a covered patio right there where the building, essentially is now sitting up. I think like gristmill or something like that. The building now has like a deck underneath it, and so that'll be a nice little spot to sit and look at the creek, and yeah, you can see how we're going to try to improve this landscape on the north side of the building.
And here I come with other questions.
No, you're good.
Tony, what's the city going to do to, because I know how people are after we've had pizza and beer, okay? I understand.
That's why I'm talking about the
to prevent people from utilizing and getting nutsy over that bridge, because that bridge should not support.
The little passenger bridge? That's on the adjacent
property. Dear honey, that was a truck bridge in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was the only bridge for many, many years.
Yeah.
And so I just... Cars should not even be able to get close.
No, there's that drive there isn't actually a true driveway.
I know.
So it's but the landowner that's next door did say that he likes the look of the pedestrian bridge, so it's not really in commission for vehicular traffic. However, Kingsgate is to be
redone
right. And widened, and there'll be bike lanes on there, and that I think is slated for 2026.
But in the meantime, something needs to be done to make sure people can't drive.
That no, they that's up to the property owner for next door. But I'm sure that that's not something that he wants to happen. He said he likes the look of the bridge, and we were kind of hoping it would be there aesthetically for pedestrian traffic, but not for vehicular traffic. So I don't know. I didn't get the feeling that TxDOT even recognized.
Well, we made a suggestion to the property owner of demoing the remaining pavement that is on that property,
yes.
So that people wouldn't get any ideas.
Right.
He's yet to make a decision on that. So, but we have approached that.
But
subject.
You get a great group there. You have a lot of people there. People park everywhere.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And I just want to make sure that you thought and thank you for going ahead and talking to him, because it is of concern to me.
But the good news is that we'll have to park behind you, so that could be overflow parking. So hopefully that would allow for a little bit.
It'd be great but that was the over. Yes. That was the bridge. That was the bridge.
Area. Are you putting bollards or anything at the end of the pavement, where the parking lot stops there, where that, just so that no one can actually get through the parking lot onto that?
On the east or the west side?
East.
Okay.
Toward where that road bridge is.
Bollards on 2 foot centers will stop people from trying to drive through there.
Sure.
Yeah, you just gotta make sure it's wide enough for wheelchairs and everything else, because it's gotta be accessible by it.
No, no,
but
not there then.
Not at the end of the parking lot.
Oh, the end of the parking lot.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no, yeah, no. I'm sorry. I was thinking of.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure we'd have no objection to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a pretty easy fix. Yeah. To ensure safety.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Any other questions?
Well, I was going to put a recommendation in. Why don't you just get a hold of everybody else and why don't y'all put some walking trails in along the creek? Just put in the San Antonio boardwalk.
Connect.
Bring the money in. Bring the people in.
Somebody should
get
a plan together for a walking a bike trail or something back there. Sounds familiar.
I mean, it's already in floodplain, so.
Right.
option to consider.
That's good.
What are the rules for building in the 500-year floodplain, since you're in the 500-year floodplain?
I don't believe the city regulates the 500-year floodplain. It's usually a city issue.
Most
jurisdictions I've worked in do not regulate the 500-year floodplain.
But you're going to deal with that?
It would be within our... Yes, sir. We'd have to work through... We're going to have to go through an engineering review and ensure that everybody's on board with it. But at this point, the early discussions we've had with Jacob Martin and everybody else, there's been no concern with the 500-year floodplain.
When that creek overflows, mm-hmm. I've been here where we couldn't get through it, it overflows to the back. It doesn't overflow to the front.
Sure.
Right.
And it did overflow almost about past where Bellstone is. It's where the hole in the ground is. It was overflowed past that for 2 days.
Some of the houses, too. A lot of houses back there.
No, it didn't. Not at that time. There were no houses.
Well, that's what I mean, but there wasn't. But there were no houses at that time.
But it went back that far.
Yes.
And, of course, with cleaning that creek out, and who knows.
Well, I believe, I don't want to speculate, but I would assume the finished floor is well above the 500 still. It's going to be. There's no way that we'd be below that.
Yeah, good. Okay. Any other questions?
Mike, you got anything?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
We'll take the voting sheet out. We'll close this discussion. We'll call for a vote. Do I need to read the statement again?
Yes, please.
My voice is not there. We're voting on public hearing to consider a request for a variance to section 14.06. 0.016G4B of the zoning ordinance for reduction of landscaping requirements adjacent to the Interstate Highway 20 right-of-way in the commercial Interstate 20 overlay district on 1.52 acres. Isaac D. Headley Survey, abstract number 619, City of Willow Park, Parker County, Texas. Okay. All right, if we can start, and I guess Michael Chandler will start with you and go around, is that okay?
Sounds great.
Is this request for a variance owing to the special conditions inherent in the property itself?
Yes.
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 Is the condition unique to the property requesting the variance?
Yes.
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 Is the condition self-imposed or self-created?
No.
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 Will a literal enforcement of the zoning ordinance result in an unnecessary hardship?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Will the hardship prevent any reasonable use whatsoever?
Yes.
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 Would the grant of the variance be contrary to public interest?
Yes.
Yes.
Would that be?
Wait a minute.
No,
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 no, no,
no,
no,
no. It won't be contrary.
No.
No.
Thank you. No.
No.
They need my sheet, okay?
Oh,
yeah.
Is the request within the spirit of the ordinance and does it further substantial justice?
Yes.
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 And then it passes.
Okay. We're good to go, guys.
Thank you all.
Thank you so
go
much.
For it.
Hey, guys, check into the cable fence, guardrail, some
yeah.
of the sword,
yes.
just for the safety reasons.
And I want a personal invitation to opening night, okay?
All right.